but also companies related to the duty-free sector. One of the big cosmetic firms also took a big hit. As we just heard in the report, around 50% of the tourists to South Korea are Chinese, but they account for 80%. That's a whopping portion of all duty-free spending. So we're seeing really companies in the duty-free sector taking a big hit. Also hotels, restaurants. But back in October, there was also an intent to curb group tours from China by 20% over 6 months. Over January and February, the number of tourists, Chinese tourists arriving here year on year actually rose by 10%. So it appears that people were circumventing those restrictions simply by booking their own tickets, their own hotel rooms, their own flights. And there's nothing to stop them doing that in this case as well, because the restrictions only focus on group bookings.